Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to episode 16 of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast. By now, you know that I'm your host, Jacob Ayers. For those of you listening for the first time, welcome and thank you for tuning in. This is an episode of Friday Fundamentals. It's a short episode where we'll talk about a quick real estate investing topic, and I'll provide resources and actionable content for you to implement every week. I want to give a shout out to a couple 5-star reviews. Our first 5-star review from Jay Kennefick says, "Although it's easy to see Jacob creates a show that even the seasoned pro would find valuable, he breaks it down for me and most people on how to get into real estate and make it work for you." Another 5-star review from ML Woodward says, "The world of real estate investing is complicated. Jacob does a great job of covering important topics. His insights will help you on your journey. Highly recommend the show." I have to admit, those are very nice reviews, and I'm not sure I can live up to them, but they mean a lot. I want to take a minute and talk about the importance of ratings and reviews. Every week, I ask you, the audience, to leave a rating and review of the show. Now, by leaving a rating and review, you provide me with feedback that I can use to make the show better and deliver content that you want most. It also helps the show reach more people, which in turn gives me more feedback to make the show that much better, all while expanding our community here at the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom. So please, if you haven't yet, leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on, from iTunes to Stitcher, Google Play, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. If you ever have any questions or comments or want to hear something specific on the show, just let me know. You can email me at info@jacobayers.com or look me up on Facebook at The Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom. And if you're ever in Houston, Texas, feel free to reach out to me and I'll buy you a cup of coffee. I love talking about real estate investing and lifestyle freedom. I value your feedback and I want to help you in any way I can. So please, leave a rating and review. It helps more than you know. Now let's take a second and talk about our previous episode. We talked about raising money and private offerings of securities with Stephen Rinaldi. Stephen has a ton of experience helping investors just like you put together deals. You can make Stephen a part of your own team and instantly get access to Stephen's expertise. If you missed the show, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. Now, with listeners from over 15 different countries, I bring to you this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. This week's Friday Fundamental is your first deal. Mark Twain said the secret to getting ahead is getting started. Getting started in real estate can sound daunting. There are so many things to consider, from location to property type to loan products and dealing with tenants. Just one of these things is enough to deter most people from ever getting started investing. Fortunately, there are many different ways you can get started. I'm going to tell you the easiest and best way I know to get started investing in real estate. That is, buy a fourplex. Yes, a fourplex. A fourplex, sometimes referred to as a quadplex or a quad, is a four-unit apartment building. There are a few things that make fourplexes a great first investment. The first big differentiator is the loan type. With single-family properties through fourplexes, which include duplexes and triplexes, you can get a residential loan. Once you get to 5 units and larger, those properties require a commercial loan. So what's the difference? Well, for one, you can occupy the fourplex and put as little as 3% down. This allows you, as the investor and tenant, also known as the owner-occupant, to get into the property for relatively little money. So why a fourplex over a triplex or duplex? Well, it's simple. You have better economies of scale with more units. You only have one roof for 4 units in a fourplex versus one roof for one single-family home. If you have a vacant unit in your fourplex, you have a 25% vacancy rate. If you have a vacant unit in your duplex, you have a 50% vacancy rate. You can begin to see the economies of scale of fourplexes. Now, ideally, you can live in one unit of your fourplex and rent out the other 3. The rent from the other three units will usually cover the principal, interest, property tax, and expenses for the property. Depending on the market and how well you buy the property, you could even have money left over after you pay the expenses and produce a positive cash flow every month. Now that's an awesome deal. If you're not sure you'll live in a fourplex for very long, say you want to explore new cities, or may move for a job, or you want to take a year off and travel the world, then a fourplex is the perfect type of property for your first deal. You can simply move out of your unit and rent it to another tenant. Now, as with everything, there are risks. You can make mistakes. Fourplexes aren't some magical, foolproof way to wealth. If you live in a property and self-manage it, the tenants will likely know that you own it. They may bother you frequently with requests, complaints, etc. The tenant may even feel like your friend or peer and try to get away paying late, avoiding late fees, expecting special treatment, etc. Most of these mistakes can be eliminated with proper management by yourself or a professional management company. You'll need to be prepared to be a landlord or hire a professional management company to manage the property for you. Most people starting out don't want to pay for a property management company and become a landlord by default. It's entirely up to you, and both options have their advantages and disadvantages. So if you're wanting to get started investing in real estate and don't know where or how to start, look into fourplexes. They're a great investment vehicle. So get out there and start searching for your first deal. Before you know it, you'll be well on your way to building a real estate portfolio that produces passive income that will exceed your lifetime. That wraps up this week's Friday Fundamentals with Jacob Ayers. If you're getting value out of this show, please let me know by leaving a rating and review. Please subscribe to the show to be notified of new episodes. You can now find the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. We have some great guests lined up over the next couple weeks, guests that you can make a part of your own team. I'm going to continue to give shout-outs to people who have reviewed the show. I look forward to reading your reviews. As a thank you, I want to give you a gift. Click the link in the show notes to redeem your free Audible trial and free audiobook of your choice. And also, please let me know what you think of the show. After all, I'm here to help you, and that's where I want the focus of the show to be. So please, if you have any questions or comments, or maybe just want to grab coffee, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me at www.jacobayers.com or email me at info@jacobayers.com. Till next week, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.